NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Wall Street is closing in the red after a steep sell-off. Stocks trimmed some losses after the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 900 points earlier in the session. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 614 points to 33,970. The S&P 500 fell 75 points to 43,57, and the Nasdaq lost 330 points to close at 14,713. Virginia police say they arrested the suspect accused of shooting two teenagers at a high school in Newport News.
This individual is in custody. The next steps will be to try to determine why. Why did this happen?
Newport News Police Chief Steve Drew says both 17-year-old victims are in the hospital with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. He says the suspect was caught off school grounds Monday and is also a juvenile. The Pentagon is facing more questions about the recent U.S. drone strike that killed 10 innocent civilians in Kabul. Speaking to reporters, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby noted that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a thorough review of the incident.
To examine the investigation itself, the thoroughness of the investigation, to study the degree to which any policies, procedures, or targeting mechanisms may need to be altered going forward.
Kirby said that review will include questions of possible accountability. The drone strike occurred toward the end of the massive and chaotic evacuation at the Kabul airport last month. The commander of the U.S. Central Command has apologized, calling it a tragic mistake. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is hammering the agenda of Democrats.
The reckless taxing and spending spree the Democrats are riding behind closed doors is designed to leave Americans with a socialist country they never voted for.
During opening speeches on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican called it a Trojan horse of socialism. McConnell again vowed to withhold GOP support of a hike in the federal debt ceiling without an agreement from Democrats to cut spending. The Treasury Department is warning about a possible government default next month without a boost in the debt limit. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.